The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. That is new music from L. King, the tune Baby Outlaw. L. King's father, Rob Schneider, will be at the Charleston Music Hall on Saturday, March 16th. And joining us in the studio right now, he puts the Charles in Charleston Music Hall. It is Charles Carmody of the CMH. How are you doing, Charles?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are you?
Now, is that, that's a well-known fact by now, and I think they've reconciled too. L. King, Rob Schneider is L. King's father.
Yes, that's a fact. However, terrible news. Adam Sandler called, and Rob Schneider's going to do a movie next week.
Is that really true?
Yes,
breaking news right here, though. Yeah.
Adam Sandler calls, and Rob's got to go do a movie.
Wow.
So we are canceling Rob Schneider.
Scratch
that. Just
that
happened
off.
Today. So
no reschedule yet?
No reschedule. So everyone will be refunded from wherever they bought their ticket, and we'll keep you posted about the rescheduled day. But you can't make this up.
Wow.
I mean, it is wild. Yeah, his publicist said, yeah, you know, Adam needs him next week, and he just can't say no to Adam, so.
I guess so. Now, is that going to be another, mediocre Adam Sandler movie?
Or? You know, if they're calling him within a week to go do it, you know, we'll see. Seems interesting, but.
All right. Before we get into more March Charleston Music Hall shows, I want to ask you this, Charles, and
yeah.
I want to see if we match up. So far, I know it's early in 2019,
yeah.
But who has been your favorite performer at the Charleston Music Hall so far? I have one. Let's see if it matches up.
Whoa. So far, I think Lake Street Dive's performance has been my favorite. They bring so much energy to their shows. Sold out, even though they played here 6 months ago, and it was an awesome show.
Funny you mention that. I love Lake Street Dive. Yeah. I was at that show,
yeah.
But my favorite performer was the opening act, Michaela Davis, the harpist who blew me away.
That is
my favorite Charleston Music Hall performer
awesome.
So far.
That rules. Yeah, she was insane on that harp, and she did indie rock, but
yeah.
With the harp, it was super cool.
And she came out and played a couple of tunes with LSD,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she did. I love that.
Well,
yeah.
The Charleston Music Hall, as you know, is just a beautiful venue. You need to go to as many shows as possible, and we've got some great ones coming up. Next Tuesday, March 12th, it'll be Mike Gordon of Phish. Are you going to be doing some interpretive dancing that night?
I think everyone will be doing some interpretive including Mike Gordon, the king of interpretive dance. He's awesome. Mike always puts on a crazy, weird show, and super fun to see.
I'm also looking forward to, I see on Thursday, March 21st, it is Cash Unchained, the ultimate Johnny Cash tribute. Now, this is a national touring Johnny
Cash.
It is,
yeah, right? Yeah. But younger dude playing Johnny Cash.
Wow.
But he's amazing. I mean, you'd think a young Cash hit the stage. So we've been looking to do a Johnny Cash tribute for a while,
right.
And this came along, and it's one of the best I've seen in a long time. So I'm really excited to have him in the hall. And then the next night, the 22nd, is local Black Diamond Band, Christian Smalls, and all those wonderful humans are going to be paying tribute to Aretha Franklin.
I got the Queen of Soul scheduled for this Sunday morning on
Excellent.
The Critics' Choice. Let
yeah.
me get my shameless plug every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
One of my favorite shows on the radio, by the way.
Oh, thank you very
yeah,
much.
I'm going to
do some soul serenade because it will be the 52nd anniversary of Aretha's landmark record, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, which came out on March 10th in 1967. And of course, the saddest news of 2018,
of
the
course.
Passing of Aretha
of
Franklin.
Yeah.
Then you also got coming up one of my favorite acts, Sunday, March 24th, the Mavericks, who have come back very strong this decade with some new records. Their latest one, Brand New Day. We're going to do the title track in just a second for the download of the day. And they've been coming through Charleston to the Music Hall consistently.
They have.
Here.
This is their fourth time with us. And, you know, they sell out every time. Get your tickets fast because
yes.
they are going. But it's an amazing show. I mean, Cuba meets Texas,
yeah.
meets swing, meets horns and country. And Raul, the lead singer, his voice is just insane. And everyone always has a blast at those shows. I'm really excited.
And you'll hear more Mavericks played by me than you will on abysmal country radio. Charles is being a diplomat here. Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. CharlestonMusicHall.com. That's where you get all your info and your tickets, or you can go down to the box office at 37 John Street downtown. They are open Monday through Thursday, noon to 6, or Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Any shows I am missing here?
That's
in
correct. And an insider scoop, call us or come to the box office and you don't pay ticket fees. So if you're like, what the heck? Why are these online fees so high? Just don't worry about the online. Coming down, talk to us. Just give us a call. We're there pretty much all the time. And you can get around those fees.
And you can save some money and have some beverages in the cool upper bar upstairs. Do your pregame and right at the Charleston Music
it's
Hall
the
like
best.
I do.
It's the best. But yeah, we also Marshall Tucker Band's coming up this month, March 28th. Surf and Ale Bash, I'm really excited about, is coming back. It's surf films and great beer. What could you ask for that's better? We're doing Lisa Anderson's biopic. She's a really amazing surfer. This Saturday, Low Country Irish Festival. Yes. Really excited about that. We'll have music all day long, 12 to 6, and then we will have Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones with the Hungry Monks that evening. So Irish dance. We'll have kind of an open playing group up in the upstairs lobby. We're going to turn that kind of a pub feel.
Cool.
With just random people sitting in and having a good time. So come celebrate all things Irish this Saturday.
I think I'm going to have some Irish beverages Saturday night at the Music Hall.
Why wouldn't you?
CharlestonMusicHall.com. Get those tickets. Just one of the best venues in the country. Always sounds tremendous. And we appreciate you coming by for
Absolutely.
The month of March.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll definitely see you in April.
Yes,
sir. He puts the Charles in Charleston Music Hall. Charles Carmody of the Charleston Music Hall, 37 John Street, downtown, with the sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.